This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, when the biggest private employer in America reports its quarterly numbers, we pay attention. Walmart, tomorrow. It's already modifying its Thanksgiving frenzy plans. No more hourly specials. Its deals will be published online and in-store at the beginning of it all. Walmart has also been telling investors that profits will get shaved off because it has to pay its workers more. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
Earlier this year, Walmart raised its starting pay to $9 an hour. It'll go up to $10 an hour next year. Walmart says the cost of the higher pay, plus training and additional managers, adds up to almost $3 billion over 2 years. Charlie O'Shea says it'll be worth it. He's a senior retail analyst at Moody's.
One of the key factors facing all retail is employee turnover. And if you can find a way to kind of reduce that, you cut your training costs.
But Walmart's critics want the company to pay $15 an hour. A group called Our Walmart is planning demonstrations for the 15 days leading up to Black Friday. They say Walmart workers live paycheck to paycheck. Denise Barledge is a former Walmart worker. She'll be among a group of fasting protesters.
We need to call attention to how people out there that are suffering, that won't be able to have Thanksgiving dinners with their families because they'll be working.
But Walmart points to its investments in higher wages and training and says employees working Thanksgiving will get a free dinner and extra pay. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.